Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for being part of it. John Fetterman leads it off today with a little backdrop here. Brendan Boyle, buddy. Brendan of the famous Boyles in Northeast Philadelphia was one of the Democrats who turned their vote. The Laken Riley bill, which essentially says we're not going to let you out if you're here illegally and you commit a crime so that you can go and try to murder and rape a young woman like Laken Riley. He previously had voted against this. He was one of the few Democrats that voted now in favor of it yesterday. And Fetterman, I'm going to play you, talking about if Democrats can't find 7 votes to take this up in the Senate, meaning they have, we have 53 Republicans who are going to vote that there be debate and then a vote on the Laken Riley bill. If 7 Democrats won't go along with that, Fetterman's saying, well, that's why you lost the election. Yet, here's my grand thing to ask today. Out there in Montgomery County, the dean of decency, right? Young woman killed. These guys should have been in jail. They're here illegally. Oh, decency. No. No, Madeline Dean. Yeah, that's right. You're standing for decency. And her
soul. You're simpletons. Decency. You're idiots if you don't get that.
Sorry. Somebody ran down there. Snuck in.
Her soulmate, Mary Gay Scanlon, also voting against Laken Riley and joined by the Houlihan. Now, she's out there in Chester County, and we have sound coming up of Scott Presler, who was there last night for a big meeting and saying we're only 4,900 registrations behind, something like that, in Chester County. Let's go and get them. We're going to turn that is his next mission, Chester County. We're going to turn that red again. The point is this, and we'll play you Fetterman. I'm looking at the Delaware Valley Journal, the only one that really covered this in detail. And Houlihan told them and others she didn't support this Laken Riley bill because she believes in the Constitution and people have constitutional rights. Can you imagine this woman? But more unimaginable is this. What the hell is wrong with these people in the suburbs? What, for once, is wrong with them? Are they unaware of these things? Or is there some payoff these nitwit 3 blondes are giving them that I can't figure out? In other words, Brendan Boyle in the city, Democrat in the city, voted, along with all Republicans, and I think 6 other Democrats, for the Laken Riley bill. Why would these three women in the suburbs, and it's a young woman here, raped, attacked, you know the whole story. Why would they do that politically? What is it they're thinking? What are they afraid of? So here's Fetterman, while you're thinking about that, 855-839-1210. This is Cut 7. Here's Fetterman. I think this was with Brett Baer last night. Here's John Fetterman making the point to Dems opposing the Lake and Riley Act. This is why you lost the election.
So what do you say to that? You've signed on to this bill. Oh,
well, I mean, I have a lot of enormous respect for my colleague in the House, but I just happen to disagree on this. And for me, just like my friend and colleague in the Senate, like, it's really common sense. And I'd like to remind everybody that we have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of migrants here illegally that have convicted of crimes. And why? I don't know why. You know, who wants to defend to allow them to remain in our nation after that? And now, if you're here illegally and you're committing crimes and those things, I don't know why anybody thinks that it's controversial that they all need to go.
Do you think that this was one of, if not the biggest issue for this election?
Well, I think if we can't, you know, there's 47 of us in the Senate, and if we can't pull up with seven votes, if we can't get at least seven out of 47, and if we can't, then that's the reason why we lost. That's one of them. That's one of why we lost, in part.
There you go, right there. So how do you do this in the House, though? So he's saying, if we can't get seven senators, along with the 53 Republicans, he's the first Democrat sponsor of this bill. That's common sense. Well, that's why we lost. What am I missing? What has changed so much fundamentally? Is it just that the media doesn't make people aware of this enough? Is it that really they look at Madeleine Dean and Houlihan and Mary Gay Scanlon, and they think, yes, that's exactly what we want representing us? It's across the suburbs. Meanwhile, I see that two Delaware County seats are up, and Republicans think they have a shot. Have a shot? Come on, guys, Republican Party. This is the place where they just raised taxes by 23%. Enormous. Across the suburbs, they did it. Montgomery County, the Mr. Softy guy out there in Chester County, but most egregiously in Delaware County, which I think I really don't understand Democrat control there. So am I just failing reality test, not seeing what's happened in the suburbs? Democrats have won. People don't want to hear these good government, small government, common sense anymore. They want to have men playing against women in sports. They want to have enormous tax increases. They want to not protect us from these illegal aliens who would kill us and rape women, or anybody maybe. What is it in the suburbs where Brendan Boyle in the city read the room and voted for this? And you hear Fetterman. Here's a little bit more of Fetterman, too. This will be cut 9. Here's Fetterman talking about Greenland and Trump trying to get Greenland.
Talk about, like, there's a lot of talk about Greenland, for example. Now, and I know there's a lot of freakouts, you know, and of course I would never support taking it by force. But I do think it's a responsible conversation if they were open to acquiring it, and, you know, whether just buying it outright. I mean, if anyone think that's bonkers, it's like, well, remember the Louisiana purchase? Oh, I think Alaska was pretty a great deal too. $50 million, I think it was. It was referred to as Seward's Folly, and now that was Alaska now. So, I mean, you know, open to having all kinds of conversations as well. And now I don't think it's not helpful to freak out, but some things might work out, some may not, but that's part of ongoing dialogue. But he hasn't even take office in 2 weeks, and, you know, we really need to pace ourselves if we're going to freak out over every last tweet or every last conversation or press conference.
All right, Fetterman, there again. So why are these others in the suburbs right around us able to get away with this stuff? Or if we ask people in Montgomery County, by and large, if this were a referendum, we're on the ballot. Yeah, here's what happens with the Lake and Riley bill. You know about Lake and Riley, right? Yeah, I think they were right. I don't like that. These people have constitutional rights. That's what Houlihan tells us. Chrissy Houlihan out there in Chester County. They have constitutional rights. They're being violated if they're being held after they commit another crime and they're here illegally. We want them to be out there until they murder someone. And then maybe it's only one murder. The big three right here across the suburbs, representing Delaware County, Chester County, Montgomery County. 855-839-1210. You get on board. By the way, we have some sound today, too. The fire chief of Los Angeles. Couple of interviews. She's heavily engaged in DEI. That's her big initiative. That's the big thing that she's engaged in. Now, wouldn't you think when you see what a tinderbox LA can be? That might be the last thing you're looking for in firefighting. We're going to see how that DEI works with this horrendous situation that's going on right now. Plus, the mayor didn't even come back until last night started to head back. It's stunning stuff. All right, let me give you the side question. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. What would you say is the reason these three, Brendan Boyle, Fetterman, both Democrats, they see the writing on the wall? Maybe they're right. Maybe the suburbs around us are just, they've lost their minds. Do you or do you not want to be protected from people that are here illegally that are committing crimes? They don't have a constitutional right to stand on it. What's a constitutional right to Chrissy Houlihan, who at least usually masquerades a little bit that she's not crazed like Madeline Dean? These people in the suburbs are not elevated in any way, shape, or form because they're continuing to vote for people like this. These people feel they're safe. Brendan Boyle, in a city like Philadelphia, now true, Northeast Philadelphia, did go for Trump. And we had that young guy make it to the state senate there, Joe Capozzi. Kind of historic. It's been a number of years, so maybe that's why Brendan Boyle read the room. Why are these people not reading the room? All right, the 855-839-1210. Jump on board now. I want to get you in early. What's your theory? Why the suburbs? What is it they're engaged in? All right, side question. Today is the birthday of Kim Jong-un. We know about Elvis. We talked yesterday about Linda Kearns and all, but we are looking and not... Remember, the side question is to be taken the softer side of Sears. Mm-hmm. No, it's fun, not Hitler answers and all, you know, the ones we don't accept. So Kim Jong-un obviously is one of the worst persons in the world in a real sense.
Living.
We're looking at somebody who's the worst person in the world.
The worst person in the world.
In that sense. So Oberman will certainly qualify. Somebody
That's
who
a great
is,
answer.
Yeah, Keith Oberman would qualify. Somebody is always out there. They're insufferable. It is very difficult to take no matter what. They are the worst person living in the entire world. Dan, who do you have?
I'm going to go with Dr. Andy Hildebrand, a guy who in 2023 won a Grammy, believe it or not. But Dr. Andy Hildebrand was a guy that worked in oil. Right. And he had a program that would use seismic activity and somehow reverse engineer how seismic waves work into something that can be read by computers. Well, he found out if he reversed that process, he could use it on audio files and voices. And that led to the invention of what we now know as auto-tune, the oil.
Oh, yes.
This oil expert went into the world of music. In 2023, he won a Grammy or technical Grammy award for his creation of auto-tune. But man, did that guy ruin music. And the state of current music is absolutely pitiful.
Technical Grammy?
Yeah.
All right. That is a good one. So, Henry, do you have one?
Yeah, I got a group of guys here. It's the Major League Baseball team owners that aren't interested in spending money or even competing. And I mean the guy who owns the Marlins, you know, because they're a dumpster fire, Bruce Sherman, the Reds owner, Bob Castellini, the Pirates owner, Bob Nutting, the Angels owner, Artie Moreno, the Rockies owner, the Monfort brothers, and most of all, the Athletics owner, John Fisher. I mean, being so cheap that you can't keep your team in Oakland. I understand, you know, it's not the best there right now, but moving them up to the AAA ballpark in Sacramento is your big answer. It just bothers me that these guys don't care about competing. They don't care about, you know, putting a good product out there. All they care is getting that revenue share at the end of the season so they can, you know, sit on their money. And it's a shame because it hurts.
It's socialism. All pro football and baseball
and
is.
It looks even worse that there's no salary cap in baseball, and they get all this free money, and they go, yeah, this is mine now, not reinvesting it in the team. I mean,
when you get socialism, you don't have to.
All right, it's fair.
All right, so those are the side questions today. Somebody, and yeah, don't call in with just horrific criminal, you know, that kind of thing. 855-839-1210, get in with that. Also, this vote, Fetterman... Again, great interview yesterday on Fox. I know, well, Dom, you can't try. I get all that. But he did sponsor this. He's leading the way. Will Democrats get seven more senators to make this filibuster-proof so they can actually debate and then vote on it? Questionable. I don't think they still have gotten. This is what America wants. But Brendan Boyle did. Why are these representatives in the suburbs, Dean, Scanlon, Houlihan, giving us all this nonsense? Their constituents, think about Chester County. What did we have last year as one of the biggest stories? Cavalcante, the guy who crab walked up the side of the prison, was on the loose for what? 24 days, 3 weeks, something like that. And yet, in Chester County, nobody, this girl got killed, raped, it could happen to anybody. We got Americans to do it. Something is loose in the suburbs here. How in the world are Republicans over in Delaware County saying they have a shot? 23% tax increase. Are you morons in Delaware County to accept that and not say, that's it, you're gone? That's almost a quarter in 1 year. How in the world are these Democrats getting away with it? 855-839-1210. Jump on board. Your call's next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, a little Neil Young for our next caller. Neil Young, who ran against Houlihan out in Chester County.
The singer?
Yeah. He's seen the light of day. And now I'm looking right at the Delaware Valley Journal. Houlihan talks about constitutional rights involved with the people who killed Lake and Riley Act. She says, where do I have it here? Yes. Houlihan attacked the legislation as carefully written to intentionally erode constitutional protections, beginning with undocumented immigrants. She added, Trump promised these kinds of dangerous changes, and the Republicans in Congress are desperately trying to satisfy him regardless of the implications of the legislation should it become law. Hey, lady, I'm a law school dropout at Rutgers Night School, although I did win the moot court competition. You're a lawyer, I believe. You're a constitutional principles. Give us a call sometime. Let's talk about that. What's going on with these people in places like Chester County? Now, I know it's an open secret. There's a vast underground of illegal workers they need. Is that what it is? They want them out there in Chester County, at least certain mushroomy type of enterprises do, I guess.
The southern part of the county.
Yeah, I don't know if the horses. So they want it. It's good for the economy. How dare you then, if you say anything. Oh, what's over in Montgomery County that they want people here illegally and they want to get on their high horse? Or Delaware County? Got to face this. Brendan Boyle is a political operator extraordinaire, as much as I oppose him on everything, time of day, etc. He's reading the tea leaves in North... It's Philadelphia still, though. He turned around this time and he voted to protect us. Good for him, whatever the reason. Yet in the suburbs, they don't want to protect you. They want to tell you about the Constitution. Really, when Cavalcante was running wild across the landscape, did you say, hey, he's got constitutional rights, too? Is that what was happening? All right, let's go to Neil Young, who did run against the Houlihan last time around.
And not just the singer, just to clarify.
Yeah, right. Hey, Neil, welcome to the show. So, Neil, straight up, is it just the industry out there wants illegals and that's it? Neil, are you there?
Neil?
The heck happened here? All right, I'll put him on hold. All right, 855-839-1210.
Oh, it happened. I know it happened. Just put it back through, Henry, please. Put it back through. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just put it back through. Put it back on hold. You got him now. Sorry about that.
All right. All right, let's go to Neil Young. Hey, Neil, welcome in. So is it just that simple? There are industries, other things out there that want to have this?
Well, Tom, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Just want you to know, I'm also a fellow teacher like yourself, so I appreciate you taking the jump and going into talk radio and influencing so many people. But I think you're dead on. I actually sat with the Chester County Chamber of Commerce for endorsement. That was one of the questions they asked me. They said, well, what would you do with all of the, migrant, itinerant workers? I mean, really what they were referring to, obviously, was those who were here illegally for the mushroom business. What would you propose to do? And I kind of gave them this puzzled look, and I said, well, there's not exceptions here. Obviously, there's an order in which we would deport, but if you're not here legally, like you said, don't talk to me about the Constitution, the document that they want to shred up at every turn. They're here illegally. And I don't think that's why I didn't get the endorsement. I think it was already sort of predetermined. But, yeah, the Chamber of Commerce didn't endorse me. So I think half of it is that. Half of it is that there's industry here that rely on them. But I think the vast majority of it is that people in Chester County, they're thousands of miles from their border. They live a very good life. Chester County is a very good place to live. And they feel they feel insulated from, you know, even with Cavalcanti, we talk about that. It was more of voyeuristic. We watched it with sort of, it was almost entertainment for us instead of actually getting down to, no, what's really the heart of the issue here? Why do we have such migrant crime, even in an area like this? I think people just dismiss it.
That is great. That's my favorite word, insulated. It's like Chestnut Hill. Stay there for a second, Neil. Here's Scott Presler. We didn't know he was going to be in Chester County last night with the chairman, Raffi. Here's what they said,
let's
though.
Yeah, tell Scott, me and him got to get together and let's flip Chester County.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, here he is. Well, he's only wanted him to go around. We're trying to win Jersey first, but he's working on Chester County on the side. I didn't even know. Here's what he said, Neil.
Hey, everybody, this is Scott Presler. I am here in Chester County with Chairman Raffi. Now, we have some exciting news because, A, we are continuing our partnership, and it is our goal to flip Chester County from blue to red. And, Chairman, how many voters away are we from flipping Chester County from blue to red?
We are only 4,992 people away from doing that, Scott. And we're excited.
And, guys, did you know that there are like 50,000 unaffiliated voters? So it is a really real possibility that we could flip Chester County.
We are going to flip this county.
That's right.
Ooh, confidence.
So, Chairman, where can people go to your website to find more information about this Chester County office, which is at 15 South Church Street in Westchester?
Our website is RepublicanCCC.com, and we're also on Instagram and X.
And what is your X account?
X account is at Chesco GOP.
So if you guys are excited about our huge win in Pennsylvania in 2024, if you are excited about us flipping Bucks County and Beaver County and Luzerne County and Center County, then let's make Chester County the next county that we flip from blue to red. And it's going to be because of early vote action and Chairman Raffi. Let's go.
Oh, and Neil Young, too.
Yeah. And Neil Young. So Neil, we'll see if we can hook you up with him and tell Scott Presler about that. It was fabulous. It's very doable. Yeah. That's the county we're going to turn next.
Without a doubt.
Now Neil, that explains Chester County. I'm not sure with the other counties, though. They don't. I get it. That's my first thought, the mushroom stuff and all that. I would invite the Chester County Chamber of Commerce on. I don't think they'll come on because they don't want that dirty secret to be out there. And here's the thing, Neil. It's one thing for them to say, well, we need these workers, as they told you, as regrettable as that is, bringing people in illegally, undercutting Americans, etc. But you mean to say the Lake and Riley Act, though, has anything to do with that? Isn't that just protecting us? It's different.
Yeah, 100%. And that logic sort of applies to Houlihan, who she is as a person. her voting record, and I tried to, you know, sort of trumpet this, but her voting record was actually more extreme than Casey. It was 99.2% or something. She voted against Lake and Riley. She was in favor of kids playing sports in Pennsylvania that matched their gender expression instead of their actual biological sex. She's as radical as they come, but because she's this PR machine and nobody really stands up to her in a meaningful way and calls her out for who she is, because she's this machine, she comes off as a moderate when she's anything but.
Absolutely. And Neil, stay in touch. We'll talk with you soon. All right, we'll get more on that. What's up with the suburbs? Lake and Riley's a lot different than just work visas or whatever. People are killing us, and Houlihan, Madeline Dean, and Scanlon, they're on the other side. That's what it comes down to. They have no answer to this, but the people that vote for them. All right, coming up, Philadelphia, grew up here. John Yoo is with us, esteemed attorney. We'll talk the sentencing of Trump on Friday, Supreme Court, but also he was instrumental in the Gitmo prisoners. We'll talk with him next on Talk Radio 1210. Okay, it is Dom time. We should talk with noted attorney John Yoo. First on our radar screen, and I wanted to get him on anyhow to talk about the Trump sentencing. What happens now? The Supreme Court will be involved, I think. Okay, let's go to, John Yoo here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, great to be with you again, Dom. Happy New Year.
I don't have your full credentials in front of me, but John, they leave page after page out there in Berkeley. What's your current designation?
Well, I'm a professor out here at Berkeley, and I'm also a visiting professor at the University of Texas at Austin, which has started one of these new civic leadership schools. Yeah, so I'm starting that this year, too. So I'm getting back to Philly eventually. I'm halfway there now.
Now, you're a Philly guy, so you follow the Eagles. Before we get to the light stuff with Supreme Court, Trump, Gitmo, Saquon Barkley, would you have played him? I would.
Yeah, I would have, too. I would have loved to see him break the record against the Giants, of all people. I feel bad for the guy. I think he clearly would have made it, and he deserves it. He deserves the title this year of the most rushing yards in the history of the NFL. He's a great talent. We're lucky to have him, although when he dropped that pass against the Falcons in, what was it, game two, I wasn't so sure.
Well, see, I would have called you and asked you to file some kind of suit, a habeas corpus or something of the football variety, to be able to do this, John. So, John, first of all, I don't know if you know, but I did do the first radio show from Gitmo, and I stared down these guys playing soccer, you know, the picnic table situation and all that. So when I see Biden transfer these 11 people back to the Middle East, all right, that'll rejoin the battle at some point, I would assume, you are one of the preeminent guys who crafted legally, I think, and I'm only a law school dropout of Rutgers Law at night, but from what I read, walked the tightrope there as far as exactly how to deal with this. What are your thoughts now about Gitmo? And I guess we still have some of the biggies there.
Yeah, Dom, sir, first I was right there at the Justice Department when the planes hit the Twin Towers, when the plane hit the Pentagon. I was part of the team that picked the Guantanamo Bay location. I had to go down there and visit and see the facility for itself, as you did. I think that we need a place like Guantanamo Bay. If it wasn't going to be there, it'd have to be somewhere else, because there are the worst of the worst, the people who planned the 9/11 attacks, the people who planned more attacks, killed thousands of Americans. They have blood of Americans on their hands. They're the worst terrorists. We got to have a place to hold them somewhere in the world. So that's one. Second thing, we have every right to under the law. We're at war with the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. They attacked us first. We have every right to capture members of the enemy. And three, most importantly, they gave us enormous amounts of intelligence. You go back and read the 9/11 Commission report, and you'll see like three quarters of the things we know about Al-Qaeda that allowed us to roll them up, that eventually allowed us to get Osama bin Laden and his top deputies, were because of the things we learned from the people we captured. In this kind of war, we're not going to beat the terrorists by finding their armies or by
exactly
destroying enemy cities. We have to get intelligence to stop future attacks. I think it worked amazingly successfully. We were able to stop any attacks on the homeland for the first 8 years of this war.
I do, too. And again, listeners, maybe now it's banking. Oh, that's a guy that was in the center of this, meaning you, crafting all this, navigating unnavigated water. So just wanted to say that when we see the 11 released now by Biden for God knows what reason, we really owe you a debt of gratitude that you were there, had the fortitude to do this and the legal knowledge to do it carefully. It was carefully done.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree. And look, I do not understand why Biden is doing this, although I can't tell you I don't understand why Biden commuted all the sentences of people on death row held by the federal government. I think he's trying to go out desperate to grab anything that will help history remember him as anything other than a failed president. And so he's releasing people from Gitmo. He's right commuting the sentences of death row. He's trying to remove millions of acres from oil and gas exploration because he's just trying to do – he's desperate to do anything that he hopes somebody – in the future is going to think kindly on him because he's had a terrible record these last 4 years.
Without a doubt. Now, the Trump situation, the sentencing looks like it's on course. Trump appealing to the Supreme Court. And again, why with Mershon when it seems pretty clear to anybody following this that due to the Supreme Court immunity situation, this is going to be overturned on appeal because there were several areas that would poison the entire thing. I don't know. The only thing you could do is hold a new trial, but you certainly can't stand on this. What are your thoughts and what do you think the Trump people ought to do?
Don, you did a good job reading the Supreme Court case. Are you sure you dropped out? I think you just tell people you dropped out. I think you passed and you're on billboards in New Jersey saying, call me if you had an
slip
accident.
And fall,
you don't want
yes.
anyone to know.
Yeah,
you don't want anyone
right.
to know.
Yeah.
Now, that's what you said is a good capsule summary of where the law is. And that explains, that reveals why Judge Mershon's decision to sentence President Trump this Friday is so blatantly and nakedly political. Look, the verdict came down from the jury in May, right? 7 months ago, 8 months ago. The Supreme Court issued its immunity decision, which you just mentioned, on July 1st. So this guy has had 5-6 months to sentence Trump if he wanted to. And then Trump could have gone right up on appeal. And as you said, would I think almost certainly have won because the Supreme Court in the immunity decision spends 3 or 4 pages saying that judges can't use evidence that this judge used, that this judge introduced. This case should be thrown out or retried. But what did Judge Mershon do? He delayed and delayed and delayed. And now he says, 10 days before the inauguration, I'm going to sentence Trump. The only reason he's doing this is to prevent Trump from appealing effectively before the inauguration, because Mershon wants Trump to be the first felon president. That's all this has been about. It's a terrible thing for the country because it's just going to continue the cycle of lawfare that Democrats opened for the first time.
Without a doubt. One other area, too, talking with John Yoo here on Talk Radio 1210. John, the J6 pardons, you know, Trump speaks and says some things and bobs, and we called it the weave. I would be amazed that he's going to pardon or commute everybody involved here. And I think people are looking at this and they'll present them with people. Give me your sense if you were advising. There's certainly people that I think have suffered with the excess sentencing and conditions. But to me, there's any number who deserve and continue to substantial prison time.
Yeah, Don, look, you're in a city. I'm from a city that actually sees the problems you can have with policies that are too light on crime. Right? You don't want to release everybody. But what is it? I mean, Donald Trump's not like the DA of Philadelphia, Larry Krasner here.
Right.
So this is not going to be a Krasner, you know, pardon policy here. What he's going to do, I think, is look at the cases one by one and commute the sentences or pardon people who just went in with the crowd. They were looking around. They didn't attack anyone. They didn't try to kidnap anybody. They weren't violent. And then he's going to have to look more closely at the people who were violent. I think people who attacked police officers are not going to get pardoned. People who tried to kidnap members of Congress are not going to get pardoned. People who are violent, I don't think they're going to get pardoned. They might get a reduction in their sentence, but I don't think Trump is going to release everybody en masse. Again, he doesn't want to repeat what Joe Biden just did with death row, right? He doesn't want to sort of say, oh, I don't care about the facts of an individual violent offender. I'm just going to commute the death penalty for everybody. I don't think Trump's going to do something like that. He doesn't want to be another Biden. He doesn't want to start his presidency off that way.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. So what do you say, Eagles, Packers this weekend? What's your prediction?
I think Eagles by 10. I mean, they already beat them once, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, the only thing I worry about is you guys are you're bracing for by then storm number three this week. And those kind of conditions favor the Packers. They probably never don't play in snow up there and wherever they're from.
That's
up
good.
North.
Yeah, good,
I mean,
good,
they from,
yeah.
Are they from Canada, I think, aren't they? I mean, I don't even remember. I'm not sure where their team is.
We're going to trade them to Canada at some point. That's in the works.
Well, Canada's going to be another state anyway, so they still might be American.
That's true. John, thank you so much. Anytime you're in Philadelphia, we want to meet you, have you in studio for an hour with us here and shoot the breeze. John, thank you.
Thanks for
the legal advice today.
Thank you. You're paying for the cheesesteaks when I come by.
All right. Gotcha. John Yoo here on Talk Radio 1210. I just wanted you to know when we have him on about legal things that pop up. He's one of the best. But also, he is the guy who was the architect, essentially, you heard him today, of formulating Gitmo and how they were going to interrogate. How they were going to use so-called waterboarding. Well, it is waterboarding. All right. Extract information. Biden, 11 more people sent home. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus. And Joe is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. My side question. Just like these all of a sudden Democrats who decided to do the right moral thing, probably for their own self-preservation, my answer, and I'll give you the two characteristics or the two personalities that I first conjured up. One was, thanks to Henry, Ellis from Die Hard 1, the guy who thought he could negotiate
yes.
against the terrorists.
Right.
And White from The Office. And my answer is The Office kiss ass.
Well, I can't say that about Dwight, though. Is he insufferable? The other, yes, you're dead on. You think Dwight is, too?
Dwight kissed up to the boss on a regular basis. Lips were chapped, Tom.
That's true. Yeah, but it's kind of comical. All right. The other one's strong, though. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joe. All right. It could be fictional, but we're looking for more people that are real life. Think about it. Not exactly mass murders or whatever. Kim Jong-un's birthday today. Now, that's a real deal. One of the worst people in the world.
Tongue-in-cheek
without a doubt. Tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Softer side of Sears. All right, 855-839-1210. You heard John Yoo about the upcoming sentencing with Mershon. We'll see what the Supreme Court does. There is a possibility of intervention here around this. All they want, they're still going back to the playbook. They want him to be labeled a convicted felon. They don't care about any of the other parts that are related to it. But this Lake and Riley vote is a huge story. Fetterman endorsing in the Senate, saying we only need 7 Democrats so this can be debated. And if it is, they're going to vote to pass it. That's why we lost the election. Yeah, keep saying it. That's true. That's exactly the type of thing. And yet here in the Philadelphia suburbs, we have 3 representatives who refused to vote for it. And one of them lectured us about the Constitution and attacked Donald Trump. They don't want to protect you in the suburbs. And you seemingly just want cheap labor out there in Chester County. You don't care. All right. If you're looking to achieve your health goals this year, start the new year right. Now's the time to optimize and support your heart health, cholesterol, digestive health, energy levels, and much more with Rescue Natural Supplements with their New Year's savings. Rescue is celebrating. You can save 35% on every single bottle of Rescue supplements with code HEALTH35. Try the popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3s for heart health Rescue Probiotic for better digestion, or Rescue Orezyme for more energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To place an order, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Start your journey to better health today. Use that code HEALTH35. Again, save 35% on all single supplements with the code HEALTH35. Don't wait. Make this year your best one yet with Rescue. Okay, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Dan, I'm not sure if you saw this. Henry put it together, but our old buddy John Andrasik, who we first met when he gave us that compelling song about Afghanistan, the Afghanistan withdrawal, the war in Afghanistan. Then I think he did one that got a lot of play vis-a-vis the attack on Israel. Was it the October 7th or was it something with an attack on Israel? He did it. Now he's got a parody out, John Andrasik, talking about Justin Trudeau and how Justin Trudeau never played hockey.
Wants you to know that he never played hockey.
Big hockey fan too, John. The entire reason for his band name that we mostly know him for, Five for Fighting, 100 Years Superman. Five for Fighting being a term from hockey. You know, you get five for fighting. Right. So being a big hockey fan himself, it makes sense why he's targeting the Canadian Prime Minister for not playing in their national sport.
Yeah, and it's the idea. This isn't a real guy. You know, this guy's father was in charge. Somehow or another, he's maneuvered himself along. He doesn't know reality of everyday life. How could he? But Canada's kind of like the suburbs. It seems to me that Canada would have a rough and tumble kind of prime minister, leader. Not a wimp like this. They seem like Texas to me, but they're probably not. So
maybe the country parts, right. But like obviously I think more in the cities like it is here. It skews a little more liberal.
Well,
I mean, there's a lot of farmland out there out west.
Yeah, it seems to skew a lot more liberal, though, in that these are not just liberals. This guy's a progressive. I mean, this guy is very much in the forefront, not just the, you know, liberals, one thing, but the woke stuff. Canada has been in the forefront of it. Toronto particularly is a hotbed, so.
Yeah, but if you watch, like, I highly suggest people check out the fictional show, but fantastic show, Letterkenny, which was a massive hit in Canada. It focuses on the, you know, the day-to-days. It mocks the day-to-days of, you know, rural Canada. I think it's Alberta where they are. And
right.
It's quite a different picture that you usually see of what you expect from those Toronto liberals and such, and I think there is a span, but I do think that if you have someone like Trudeau who's regularly elected, I do think you're 100% right when you say there's definitely a very left-leaning ideology that comes from up north.
Yeah, it's progressive. It's not even just liberal. We'll see if they put the guy in who's kind of like the Newt Gingrich of Canada or not. And I happened to see The Daily Show last night. It's not Jon Stewart on Tuesdays. It's a female comedian saying... If Canada became the 51st state, Trump's just playing with this. It's a big troll. Greenland, he's serious about, definitely serious about. Then they would no longer have free health care. You'd have to get used to what we have. How many times have we been down this road? Their health care sucks. You're in big trouble. When people in Canada have a brain tumor, they're not saying, thank God I'm in Canada. They're trying to get into Michigan or places like that. We've been through this again and again and again. Their health care is not good. You may see somebody, you may talk to somebody, but that doesn't mean anything consequential is going to happen. All right, 855-839-1210. By the way, Gallup now ranking Biden the second worst president ever. I don't know. We don't have living memory of James Buchanan to know how bad he could be. And it seems to be worse than Biden. But I put up on Twitter, who was worse, Trudeau or Biden? People, of course, went with Biden because we live here. I think arguably Trudeau was even worse. And how he's lasted 9 years, it's a miracle. All right, 1 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with Paula Scanlon because the Congress is looking at this big bill prior, well, to go along with Trump's executive order that would stop males playing against females in various sports. But in addition to that, Paula Scanlon is on the trail. She's in Jersey on the ground for the Scott Presler campaign. 1:30, what is she seeing in that bird's eye view of what's happening in Jersey? Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit us with somebody who is the worst person in the world, tongue-in-cheek, having fun with it. You know, think of someone that just is almost insufferable. Not necessarily someone who is a violent dictator or anything. And we'll have Dom's Money Melody a little bit later on. Don't forget also, the NAC is drawing closer. Inauguration Day, if you're not going to Washington, the best place to watch those moments are with friends, are with the family, with the community, the company. We had a great time when we were at the Newtown Athletic Club in November, honoring the people that brought this election home. Hundreds of people there, free food, drink, the whole thing. We're going to do that again. We'll start with Nick's show, Dawn's show, and my show up until 3. And we'll be there when Trump is sworn in. And we'll take your reaction. It should be a big moment after all this. So make plans for that Monday, Inauguration Day. 855-839-1210. Grab a line now on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.